Welcome to More Than Mises, guys. We are here with Boo again this week. We are going over Decepticon Dam Busters Part 2. This is the conclusion to the Dam Busters because you know how the UK stories worked. It was like a half a comic and then a half a comic. And we're not going to talk about what's in the other half of the comic in this episode. That's save for the Patreon stuff. But this is we are UK number 30.
30.
30.
Dirty 30.
There are some dirty elements in this, not in the hedonistic dirty, but some of the things that were used in this that you were pointing out to me, kind of interesting. So,
Yeah.
yeah, man, let's get into this. First of all, the cover.
Yeah.
I don't know who did the cover. I see like Mike down the bottom is
Yeah, it's Mike Collins.
Mike Collins. Okay, he did that very Andy Wildman like wet look, it was very, very prominent in the end of the Marvel US run. Like
Yeah.
everything was wet, everyone had drool and stuff. Very much that look to Optimus Prime on the cover as he's being pulled out of the water. And
Yeah, and
there's
Mike
a
Collins has done work for us in the comics before, so.
yeah, I recognize him. I didn't know who that was on there, so cool. And
Yeah.
also there's Starscream over there, there's Megatron, and there's a Seeker that I don't recognize. It's yellow and purple with an orange and red
Yeah.
stripe.
He's kind of a mix up. You know how they had all those generic seekers in like first season?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They kind of leaned into that on this one.
He's very, very Easter colored.
Yeah, he's almost Blitzwing colored.
Almost. Actually, so yeah, he's not bad off. He's pretty close to Blitzwing, but I think he's supposed to be Skywarp, but who knows?
Yeah. And in the corner box, we have the next frame of from the commercial of Optimus rolling off the cliff.
Yeah, he's actually on the cliff edge in this one.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. I'm really glad they're using those. That's really neat. I love the gift that you sent me to put in the YouTube for last week with the whole the Ark and the Nemesis or the Decepticon ship flying into the mountain. They looked so good.
Oh yeah, the early designs,
Yeah.
yeah.
It felt very Macross. But you're
Oh,
saying like
totally.
yeah,
Yeah.
the Decepticon ship looked like a battle pod kind of thing, or like a what the SDF one was modeled was originally was. It was this green kind of blobby ship,
Yeah.
and more of it looked like that than it did what we know as the Nemesis, which Nemesis is a classic design at this point. So, but man, we get a free giant gift poster in this issue.
Yes, we do.
And it's kind of cool. I like it. And, it's nothing special.
It's got, Sideswipe shooting Megatron right in the trigger.
Feeling triggered.
Yeah,
Oh,
that'll trigger him.
yeah. But
So.
the whole cover, man, it's cool. It's like Megatron shooting the dam. They give away the whole issue right there, but still.
Sideswipe's kind of a Cybertronian moil
It's yeah, God, the there's Prowl. Yeah, is that Prowl? Yeah, it's Prowl because
Oh
it's
yeah.
Blue Streak
Well, I meant
Target.
in the poster.
Oh yeah, oh I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just talking about the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, poster's cool and all. I enjoy that aesthetic. Very simplistic. I mean, they're free posters, man. I would love to have these to put in frames and hang on the wall. So.
Yeah, this reminds me of the stuff we'd get like in activity books and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're a nice window to the past.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
But like going to the cover of the issue though, I mean, you see a lot of the really nice coloring elements of the Marvel UK stuff. I mean,
Oh yeah, the subtlety and stuff, even on like the dam wall.
and look at Prowl's head. The shininess of it, the different shadows, because he's metal. I mean, all that stuff in Optimus Prime, even though he's at a weird angle and his legs are a little bent because of the weird angle, but his upper body looks really good. And Ratchet, once again, always looks freaking great in these issues. So, and we get inside the transformation. There is some big news in here. Have you read this?
Oh, yes.
Stop the presses. Transform subscription facility canceled due to the switch to a weekly schedule. God, how I mean, cool that would be to have a weekly comic.
Right?
Yeah, we've had call it a day on subscriptions for readers with existing subscriptions, yada yada. You can keep them going to the end of the year and get a refund or whatever. Don't pay attention to the last issue where Soundwave tells you how to start a subscription. But yeah, he leaves all the step by step to get a subscription, and they're like, no, man, we're done. A week
Actually, now
later.
this kind of ties in with that.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, because they talk about getting the I guess the newspaper man to bring him out to the
That's
con, and
right. That's all
that's what
right.
Soundwave described. So they're going to give you a coupon, they call it, to subscribe on the new, I guess, schedule.
Okay. I
Because
mean,
before it was bi-weekly, now it's just weekly.
that's great. Like you get your Sunday newspaper and you get your Sunday Transformers book.
That's what I think. It sounds like it comes with the Sunday paper or something.
That is fantastic. And well,
Yeah.
considering it's pretty much newsprint, the paper. It's funny because the paper over there was very, I'm sorry, magazine like the magazine stock, and it almost has the same kind of it's a little stronger than this, but they feel like, whenever you're getting those like books apparently of local coupons in your mail,
Yeah.
kind of feels like that.
Yeah, the nicer paper that you get that stuff on.
Yeah.
It's almost like tabloid style paper.
It is actually. That's a great way to put it. And where we
But
got comics, it had like the really rough, I
the
guess
cheap newsprint.
newsprint stuff. Yeah, the stuff you get in your newspaper, that was what they made the pages of comics out of. Nowadays, it's far, far better. So you get all kinds of coloring.
I would just,
But,
I'm thinking of the ways that the paper guy would mangle your comic by like throwing the newspaper on top of it or laying it on like a muddy mat or something.
I know I'm not supposed to clown on Neil Yamtov, but I know he only had newsprint to work with.
Yeah.
But come on, dude. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so yeah, they talks about things. I have seriously fallen in love with Soundwaves, with Soundwave answering letters from kids, and I had to read these out loud, and it cracked me up every time I read one.
Oh yeah, they're great 'cause he doesn't break character.
At all, and he's like very proud. He's so pissy, but and important. Matt and the Cat takes a break of this issue. We'll be back next week with a double strip, I guess. So
So yeah, double the Matt and the Cat next time.
beautiful. I can't wait because
Yes.
last issue, Matt and the Cat, which you'll hear on the Patreon when we talk about that, was not really. The Robo Caper's down here by our boy Lou Stringer. I love this that King No Nose has a war robot. That
Yeah, the Grimbot.
Grimbot. He's almost ready, and you put in his personality cassette, and he's all, ha-ha, he'll become a ruthless, unemotional war robot of all. And it's like he's got disco or something on. He starts dancing, and King No Nose chases after the helper guy and throws a toolbox at his head.
Yeah, it's Madonna cassettes.
Oh, get in the groove. Oh, it is. Good
Yeah.
catch.
Yeah, so he's dancing to some Desperately Seeking Susan.
He is. Oh my God. That's amazing. Thank you for catching that. Okay, and we get into the issue. I'm actually really impressed. You expect when they do a recap to just reprint old panels. No, they didn't do that. John Stokes created all new panels for the recap.
Yeah.
And they look good, man.
Yeah, they all look good.
God, they look great. I mean, it's like almost like they didn't quite know how to pose robots quite yet, but Megatron looks fantastic with swinging the Morningstar flail back.
Yeah,
And
the detail and stuff just on his back. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Oh man, before I forget get into this too much longer, I'm sorry. I've got to do something real quick. Let's put a pin in that real quick. We've had a string of new subscribers on the YouTube, and whenever they do that, I want to make sure I call them out. And I mean, hopefully, I regret that one day. There's so many I can't keep up. But as it is here, we have. Let me bring it up here. Aftershock Prime is a new subscriber. Where in the world is my? I kind of think I should have typed up earlier, but here I am doing it like during the show here. And also we did get an email from Samantha J. Wiki, so appreciate that a lot.
Oh, yay.
Basically asking us our favorite imaginary friend Transformer, things like that. What would you say your favorite?
Oh, my favorite imaginary friend. Yeah, I'd have
Like,
to.
who'd you be able to have a drink with? Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah, Grimlock.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Yeah.
And there's that I would definitely say Starscream because I mean, he's a jerk and he's gonna screw you over, but he's fun to have a drink with and hang out with. And yeah, until things go bad. I am
Well,
losing.
Grimlock can always throw on the apron and just serve drinks too.
That's true, he can. God, that's freaking hilarious. Okay. I'm gonna keep looking for this. I apologize, our new subscriber for the YouTube that I lost. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry, Adam Wilson. Adam Wilson, Aftershock Prime, and last week I mentioned Joachim Burbank, and I am sorry. Every time I see Joachim, because Joaquin Phoenix, I always think Joachim. So here you are.
Oh, you mean walking? Yeah.
Yeah, Joaquin. Yeah, Joachim Burbank. I always think Joachim. So there you go. There's a little going to my mind here. But yeah, it was really cool. Got an email from Smith J. Witwicky. She sent a message into one of the episodes saying, "Hey, I sent you an email. Are you gonna send me one back?" Yeah, I'm sorry, I got busy week at work. I sent you one back though. And she's actually making us a Spotify playlist. So I'm interested to try
Nice.
that out. Yeah, for us to I guess what comes to mind I guess when she's listening to us ramble on. So that's kind of cool. I appreciate the interaction, Samantha. It's really, really cool. Anyways, back to this issue.
It's all
There's a
hypnotic cold slither grooves.
Yeah, there's a redrawing of the fight with Megatron and Optimus Prime. And like I said, it's all newly animated. The upper arms and the chest and the back and all that are still gold colored for everyone. So you see that they're still staying to the original box art. I guess at this point they still do not have a lot of representation for drawing the figures or the characters. So that's kind of neat.
Right.
Pardon me, I had to sneeze real quick. Yeah, it's a completely new animation where he's throwing off the dam and he falls and Megatron's up there going, "Victory is mine!"
Yeah,
And
the panels on there, yeah, they look
yeah.
great.
The detail that John Stokes puts into a cliffside, man. It's crazy. The water animation, well, animation, water
Details.
the lines, the
Yeah.
details are so good.
Oh yeah, just the like I said, the gradients and the colors and stuff are it's very well done.
Even the backgrounds of sky has this gradient of like, it starts like white because it's not all colored in. It's a little like almost like a watercolor look to the back of it, and it has like goes from pink to a purple. The purple's over Megatron, by the way. I thought it was a nice
Yeah.
little effect. And even the Autobots that are at the bottom of the dam, they're in the shadow, so they're not actually in any light, and they are all blue colored like the cliffside.
Now,
So.
if you look, you see there's multiple jets up there flying over. So that's where I was thinking that's the other reference to like the generic seekers
Yeah, I was
that you're
wondering how many
seeing.
jets were up there. It looks like six of them.
Yeah.
So, okay. We get Acid Storm and Nova Storm and what was the other one? I can't
Oh,
remember.
I think those are all just like the generic guys that came in
The
that big
Rainmakers.
multi-pack.
Yeah,
Yeah.
the Rainmakers. There's a little shot here of I guess it's Prowl and Jazz, I can't really tell, pulling Prime out of the water. And then that's
Yeah,
when
they kept that kind of generic too.
I had to assume it's them. And then Megatron jumps off, transforms, and shoots the dam to blow it open. Really cool little comment from my Megatron, geez, Optimus Prime by the Celestial Spires. And it seems kind of small and not really important, but I really like that kind of stuff, that kind of world building just by a comment. So I'm really cool with that. Anyways, I'm sorry, I'm talking the whole time here.
Oh no, it's good. It's good stuff.
Okay, good. Because I have a lot to say.
There's a lot. This thing covers a lot, even though it's, a revisit of the cartoon,
Yeah,
like,
100%. This a
yeah.
lot in this issue. I didn't expect to have so many notes in this issue, but yeah, they kept coming. There are a lot of little things that are, that are mentioned. So in the next page we have Optimus Prime is actually really quick and is like, "Hey, Prowl, I need you to get all the quickest Autobots. Go take care of this. Take care of the town that this water's going to hit. Do what you can to safeguard all the inhabitants." And Prowl, by the way, drawn really well again. I mean, just it's not cover pretty, but he's still pretty nice. He runs over and says, "You heard the man, Jazz, Mirage, Ironhide, Bumblebee, and Sideswipe transform, and let's roll." And Ironhide, his he's still got the toy look on him right now,
Yeah.
which is kind of interesting. I guess I expect him to go to the Sunbow model because Ratchet, it's not there yet.
Yeah, it's there's a weird mix going on in some of the panels between comics and toys.
Yeah,
Yeah.
which cool, whatever, man. In the world
It's
did
definitely interesting.
it is. And I like it, man. It's kind of neat. What the heck happened to my cursor? Okay, well, this is gonna be interesting.
Now, on the bottom of page 5, did you notice the new member there on the
Oh,
left?
I would, but for some reason my thing just closed on me, so let me open it back up again. I was wondering why it wasn't responding to me. Okay, new character. You said there's a new character that's shown up. I can't see who that would be.
You see how they're all kind of gold colored down there?
Oh wait, I'm actually in the next page. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're on page 5.
Yeah, I saw like the only thing that jumped out at me is there's Wheeljack for some reason.
Yeah, look on the left, the farthest left one.
I thought that was gonna be Ironhide. Oh wait, is that Inferno?
It's Inferno.
Hey, welcome. I saw the
Yeah.
wings. It took me a second. I saw the little there's a little piece on his leg. I guess it's it as a fire truck would be to anchor the truck in position.
Yeah, he has the dual wheels on his feet too.
Oh, he does. Good catch.
Yeah.
Why
So yeah,
Inferno?
you know how we had Red Alert just kind of show up a
Yeah.
while back. Yeah. Now we have, Inferno just pop up.
Yeah. Oh, and I do like this little thing with Ratchet. He's still narrating from a first person perspective. It's like, yeah, and meanwhile, I found Hound. And he's like, saying like, "Hound, I thought you were on your way back to Cybertron." The way he flew out of the water, I'm sure. And he talks about Rumble. Hound says something about Rumble. That little Decepticon packs quite a punch. And I love it. Who left the hose pipe running because the water's coming down the dam?
Who left the faucet on?
Yeah, essentially. I like
Yeah.
those little idioms that jump in there. So, And the Autobots, who are all gold color, they're gonna start attacking the cliff walls to create a kind of temporary, dam out of rocks and
Yeah, they
debris.
try to dam it up with boulders and gravel that falls.
Yeah,
But
and
they
I
know it's
actually,
not going to last.
nah, I kind of thought
Yeah.
it'd last longer than this.
Yeah.
But yeah, they created kind of a dam, and like Optimus Prime's like, "Yeah, you gotta spread out across the valley, with and dig with your blasters. Basically, make more dam, but also dig trenches." And they
Yeah, they're trying to do
try.
anything they can to slow down the water and give Prowl and his team time to alert everybody.
Yeah, and they do. They try to dig a big ravine, but it doesn't work because there's not enough time and. They can't shoot big enough, deep enough into the ground.
Yeah.
So, and
So we hit a continuity issue here.
oh, okay.
Yeah. You have on page 7 at the bottom, you have Bumblebee there with Optimus.
Yeah.
And Bumblebee left with Prowl.
I was right. He did. Good catch.
Yeah. So, and then Bumblebee at first is drawn kind of like a mix of his cartoon model and the toy. Like his face looks like the toy.
Yeah, it has a really weird head shape.
And his body is kind of odd shaped. It's almost like it was on the cover of, I'm gonna say, what was that? Issue number, what was
I know
that?
exactly what you're talking about.
Three? Issue
Yeah,
three?
something like that. I remember that issue. It was one of the ones where like, what's gonna happen next? It was the first like mini series introduction of the Transformers.
Well, it shows him inside of the Witwicky's garage.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
And then you have, them all getting washed away, and you've got a screaming bumblebee with like his eyes bulged out.
He looks so ridiculous. He's got one of his horns is like cut off at the end.
Yeah.
Also,
And
there.
that was actually lifted from one of the covers. I want to say it was issue 4.
Yeah, you showed that to me. It was
Yeah,
such a
which was, I
ridiculous.
guess, American issue 2. And it even has like the little chunk taken out of the side of his head. That's actually where Megatron's boot overlapped with his head. So it
Oh,
just.
nice. So it was probably directly taken from that picture.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think it used as a reference. It looks like they probably what they did is they took like a they cut it out of the picture, put it in this.
Or he just looked at it
I
and
could do
drew
that
it,
too, but it's kind of
yeah,
weird to have
based
it
on
like
it.
that. There
Because they
was
did that
really
with Prowl last issue.
that's right. There was really inconsistent art in this.
Yeah.
It changes a lot. And by the way, back there, I think it's supposed to be Mirage. He's actually colored like Windcharger.
Yeah, like Windcharger or maybe Rumble.
Windcharger or Trailbreaker, actually. I don't know. It could be any.
Yeah, I can see Trailbreaker. He's black and red.
He
That's.
is, but you can also see the head is very much Mirage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's totally got that like Pharaoh looking head.
Yeah.
But the thing about the Bumblebee head in the water is in the collected comics and also the IDW reprints, they repainted Bumblebee's face in the water where he's screaming as like magenta and green. And
Why?
then they blanked out his little pupils in his eyes. So I guess to try to make it look like it's another character.
Why would you do that?
I guess they're trying to fix the continuity.
Yeah, I mean, the cat's out of the bag there, man. He was already running with
Yeah.
Prime.
Yeah. But the kind of funny thing about it is that you have a miscolored Mirage back there, and G2 Mirage is that kind of magenta and green.
Yeah, kinda.
So, yeah,
He's a
so
lot
they could have
brighter.
got just if they'd switched their colors, or they could at least said that was Cliff Jumper maybe and G2 Mirage.
A watermelon mirage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember the Hubba Bubba's with the two different flavor gums in there? Like they
Oh
have like
yeah, totally.
he looks just like the watermelon one because it's pink on the inside and green on the outside. It's my Hubba Bubba Mirage.
Your Hubba Bubba
God, I
Mirage.
just tell you how old I am there. No, that's actually not true because they put it. I've seen it on for sale again, which is crazy. I almost want to get some, but I realized that at my age it'd probably turn me into a diabetic coma and I would keel over right there. So.
It'd probably yank a filling out.
Oh my, oh dude, don't even pretend like no. I do like how he has Prowl is kind of ushering the people off the road and stuff as a police car. Smart move.
Impersonating a police officer.
That's a crime, buddy. I
Yeah.
mean, he's already impersonating a police car. Why not go a little step further?
And he's going to the impound over this one. But yeah,
Yeah.
he's basically instructing everyone through his PA, just like you always saw in the movies.
Yeah.
Especially like sci-fi movies. The Martians are heading this way.
Keep moving towards the higher areas uptown. Move quickly but patiently. Move quickly but patiently. Don't start a riot. Just keep moving though.
Yeah, because those
Yeah.
small town people, they sure love to riot.
Dude, Jazz and Sideswipe are my favorite parts of this. They have kids and teenagers all over their roofs and their hoods, and they're speeding down the road. And kid on there is like, "Faster, Jazz, faster!" And then like another kid on Sideswipe's like, "Go on, Sideswipe, you can't beat that slow coach."
Yeah, they're egging them on to go faster and drive dangerously. It's
Yeah, I mean these kids are holding on to the car for dear life.
like the cast of Footloose is riding on
It does. Not tractors, man. We're gonna be in cars, sports cars. The only two smart ones are the two kids on the sitting, like basically reclining on the spoiler of Jazz. They've got like a nice deep seat back there. There's this poor kid hanging onto the freaking windshield area on Sideswipe.
Yeah, that just none of that seems very safe.
No, it doesn't. And then we have
That's where those minor injuries they mentioned later, I bet it came from that.
yeah. Then my favorite part of this is Mirage. Mirage is accepting his old habits of sneaking in around houses in the middle of the night. But we're doing it during the daytime and putting people on roofs.
Right.
Mirage can't get away from his past, I guess.
Yeah, he's not like levitating kids out of their bedrooms at night.
Giving him weird dreams.
Yeah,
So he's putting people on the roofs and moving on to the next house, putting people on their roofs. So it's like a post-Katrina out there on in this little town. They're all on roofs. And
Right. I guess this is pre-Katrina.
well, it is pre-Katrina, yes. But
They're
post,
pre-gaming it.
yeah, that's how we're gonna do it, guys. And then we have a weirdly drawn Bumblebee again. I
Yeah,
don't.
he's got some interesting details on him. And like I say, he's got toy details on his face and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the face itself actually looks like the Sunbow model, the just the face, the silver part. But the
Yeah, the
outside
helmet,
part of it,
though, is the
yeah.
toy.
The helmet is, dude, the helmet almost looks like the models of you've taken like Alita 1 from G1, that kind of like spiky wonky thing around the head.
Yeah.
What was it? It's not Wordon. It's
Oh, the
what's it,
Surf
Alpha
Alpha
Trion?
Trion.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very intricate, weird helmet part of it. And he's got this bugged eyes. But I think actually it looks like pupils, but those are supposed to be golden eyes with a little shading on them.
Yeah, it's like a metallic shading.
Yeah, so it looks like pupils, but I don't think it's supposed to be pupils. We get a little of that later on with Swoop. But the nice thing is they've slowed this thing down enough, and the fact that the valley is widening up and going kind of uphill slightly, the water's slowing down, so they have a better chance to deal with it now. But that's when Ironhide and Bumblebee, which you will all see on the wonderful thumbnail that that Boo made for us in Blender, he's, they're driving. I think they did this in the show, if I remember correctly,
Yeah, they
right?
did this in
Yeah.
World Meets the Eye Part 2.
Yes, right. It's been, I've seen so many episodes. I should go back and watch those again. But yeah, they basically carve a bunch of ravines and riverbeds to
Yeah,
divert the
channels and
water.
stuff to like
Yeah.
divert the water.
And it works for the most part. There's like a little bit of flooding. Like, I don't know, looking at the feet of Optimus Prime's probably like about 3 feet of
Yeah,
flooding.
and it's interesting because in the cartoon they basically block this whole torrent of water from the damn, whereas the comic always had like a more realistic take, I think. And so it's like, yeah, they didn't divert all the water. They couldn't get all of it.
Who, by the
But
way,
they did the
is
most part, to get the worst of it out of the way. So,
yeah, I mean they saved the town, honestly. So
yeah.
who is standing to the left, or actually oftentimes right? It
Yeah. Oh,
looks
that's
like
looks
Brawn.
like Brawn, yeah.
Yeah, it's a weirdly drawn Brawn, but I think it's the coloring and the arms and everything. It
Yeah,
looks like it
it's
should be Brawn.
more toy centric in the design.
Yeah, and of course he was never mentioned, and I guess he's just there.
He's just there.
Yeah, and so yeah, they're all kind of trying to assess what's going on, assess how well they've done with all this, and have oh gosh, what was it? They, I'm trying to go back to my notes because I've just gone, gone freestyle here. So yeah, there's they try to assess the situation, and like Prowl and Optimus are noting that it was still a small flood, but it wasn't that bad. And the town seems to be spared. So Mirage
Yeah, no one
says,
died,
"We
so.
did good, eh?" And there's this bubble off the panel saying, "Good." And Ted Turner is there screaming at them. This guy who looks like Ted Turner. He's like yelling, "You flooded our town and the land for miles around. You wrecked the dam, and you say it's good." And Mirage tries to explain to him, like, wait a second, now we didn't wreck the dam. We were trying to help. There was a Decepticons. And this guy doesn't care. This is full on GB Blackrock, Josie Beller. Like, I don't care that y'all look alike to me.
When I read this, I kind of imagined like Jimmy Stewart reading it. Now you see it, you flooded our whole town.
Yeah. I don't know. I still can hear Ted Turner. I've just
Oh,
heard
yeah.
from the brothers up at the power station that, yeah, I don't know. I can't do this voice.
Captain
Anyways.
Planet, Captain Planet.
At the power station, the giant robot smashed the dam, he said. Yeah, he just like, you're all look alike to me, and Mirage loses it. He looks angry, and his head's drawn a little differently again. So once again,
Yeah,
thanks to
he's
Sentry.
got more of a sideswipe looking head now.
He kind of does,
Not
yeah.
sideswipe, sorry, Sunstreaker.
Sunstreaker. Yeah, I can see
Yeah.
that. He says, "Why, you grateful, sniveling little organism? We risked our lives to save your misbegotten town." And I'm surprised, like, whoa, whoa, Mirage, chill, 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 control yourself. But that was already enough for the townspeople who already were like had that seed of doubt to be like, well, they're all bad, and
Yeah,
they're all
even though,
cons.
they actively saved you all, still
Yeah.
they, oh, that guy yelled at us, so
Yeah.
robot's bad.
And
They hurt their fifis.
yeah, they all drive off. Ted Turner did his job and he ruined it all. But yeah, we're going back to Ratchet. He's walking the Dinobots, just telling the story. And I kind of love this. And there he's just talking to the Dinobots, explaining what happened, and that's why they don't understand that we're different. You know, they can't tell the difference between good and evil. Autobot and Decepticon, they see Transformer and think evil. So, and then we get a little flashback here to old Josie herself, Josie Beller. She's left almost paralyzed following Shockwave's attack on the oil platform. Back a few episodes in the Marvel UK. If you guys want to, she could listen to it.
Yes.
And
Yeah, and
but
she's still working on herself, it looks like. She's got a little
yeah, she
robot
holds up
arm.
a hand with a like circuitry and metal parts around it, and
Yeah.
her little thought bubble is soon, soon. So she hates
That should
Transformers.
be a meme.
Oh, dude, I may have to take a screenshot of that. Anyway, so then you have GB Blackrock looking like he's totally in his Tony Stark Avengers get up with the glasses and the little mustache and the hair. And he's lost an oil platform. He's lost a like an aerospace plant to the Decepticons. He hates Transformers too. His thoughts are these damn robots just walked in, took my property, injured my men. And then he's standing by this really cool gun emplacement. And he says, but I'm gonna make every one of them pay.
Yeah, he's ready to get some payback for the humiliation they've served him.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it looks like a Cobra secret weapon or something.
Oh yeah, it's got like
Three
weird
barrels.
barrels and
Yeah.
it's like
I love it's got
octagon stuff on
iron
it and
sights on the very top of it. You can see that?
right?
It's got its
It
iron sights. Like they're gonna like aim this with iron sights, not actually with any kind of computer.
is, oh, it's got like a little seat all the way in the back, so it's almost like a howitzer or something, like a
It
space
kind of looks like
howitzer.
it reminds me of a space version of the G.I. Joe howitzer.
Yeah, see, it looks like a gun emplacement you'd have like on the SDF-1.
It does. It totally
Yeah.
does. And but we go back to Swoop, who has decided to, fly off ahead of the other Dinobots. He seems
He's
happy.
homesick. He's ready to reach the Ark again.
Yeah, he's like, he soars above like the nice Oregon countryside, towards a more familiar looking Mount St. Hilary from like the cartoon. You have that open top.
Yeah.
It's starting to like there's shades of the cartoon really starting to fill in here. And he says something like it's like, yay, there she is looking a little worse for wear, but still the Mount St. Hilary. And within her, the nearest thing we've got to a home, the Ark.
Yeah,
And
he wants to be first back.
yeah. But that's a really big problem for him. He transforms and he lands in through the top of the volcano mountain that's blown off. And there's something that's in the shadows watching him, trying to figure out if he's an Autobot or
Yeah, it's scanning the symbol and
Decepticon.
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he's trying to figure out who he is. I don't know if the whoever's scanning him like recognizes him or not, because it does not compute with known forms. So I was
Yeah.
like, he doesn't recognize him because they were been, tar for how long?
Yeah, for 4 million years they've been
Yeah,
in the
so
savage land.
yep. And so anyways, main program commencing. And Ratch is all like, I love this too. Ratch is like, I wish he wouldn't have rushed off. And Grimlock's saying, hey Doc, don't worry about Swoop. He can look after himself. He's fast. And he's tough. Like the fast panel, he's actually getting punched by this big, metal gloved hand.
Yeah, he's being menaced by the shadow, and then
Yeah.
boom.
And real strong. And but very really get where they didn't understand how the Dinobots talked yet. He's nigh on oh my. And then like Sludge or, yeah, Sludge screams Swoop and Slag. What is that? And there's Guardian from the Auntie Saga.
Yes.
He's standing out there holding a limp Swoop in his right hand.
Dude is massive too. I mean,
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of feared he was smaller because those are the Dinobots. They're pretty big.
yeah, well, he seemed big before because it was like Windcharger and Ravage that dealt
Yeah,
with him.
that's different.
Yeah, but yeah, he's
It's like he got
really
upgraded.
big.
He's been like skulking around and. Oh, sorry, it's not sulking, skulking around in the shadows of the Ark this entire time.
So this guy, I'd say, like, if you were to throw him like in the Sunbow cartoons, he's like combiner size.
Yeah, he's easily a small combiner.
Yeah.
I don't know who that would be, but yeah, easily small combiner size. He's like Skyfire sized, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bigger.
Or maybe a little bigger. I was thinking like the big standoff with the Dinobots and Devastator
Oh
in
yeah.
the movie. I'd say it's comparable there.
Yeah, I could see that. Okay, so that's where we leave it. And
Yeah, and
the
there Ratchet recognizes him and
Yeah.
surmises that he's switched sides.
Which I'm sure there's more to that. Guardian on his chest, he's got an Autobot symbol also. I almost feel like since he didn't recognize them, it was a problem, but I don't know. We'll find out next
Yeah,
week.
he's an automaton, so
Yeah.
he's a drone.
Yeah. Man, also, I love this. My geek brain loved every bit of this. The next page has a an ad from TSR for the Redbox D&D set.
Oh yeah, the original set.
Yeah, and the art is very much that early set art. I think that's supposed to be a dragon. I can't tell. It looks like almost like a giant lizard.
Yeah, I'd say it's a dragon.
Yeah, with the little wings. And there's this knight with this. It's like a big Chris dagger of a sword. It's all wavy and stuff. But
Yeah.
I love that they're like saying, "Hey guys, if you ever watched a movie, ever read a book, you want to play in that world. Well, this is your opportunity. With Dungeons and Dragons, you can." You can create that in your imagination. I have a soft spot for these old ads for
Yeah, it's
D&D.
very first edition looking.
Oh yeah, I love that. It's your this is there's your imagination guided by rules, a few dice, pencils and paper. No limits on what you or any other players attempt. You don't move around counter on board. Your character has exciting adventures in a world as fantastic as you want it to be. So basically saying this isn't like a board game. This is a bigger thing than that. And for all of us who grew up playing D&D, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it gives I guess a improv acting vibe to it.
It does. Well, good D&D sessions are like that a lot.
Right.
But here we go. It's time for sound waves.
Yay.
Yeah. There's a really actually pretty good illustration that's supposed to be jazz. With I guess without his visor.
Yeah, well, it's Prowl. He drew Prowl and named him Jazz.
He did actually. That's yeah,
Yeah.
100% that. Yeah,
So he got a
that's
little
right.
mixed up, but it's a great drawing.
Oh, it is the head crest. Yeah, that is Prowl. Yeah, the nice shading around the headlights. That's like really good job. A little cross hatching on the top. He did a great job. Like
Hey,
Rory.
Prowl, nice headlights.
Rory. Kelleher from Limerick. So yeah, they call it jazz, but yeah, that's obviously Prowl. But man, I love this letter section so much.
Oh yeah, I love Elaine Calvert's letter about
Oh
her and her
yeah.
brother.
Basically, she has all the Autobots, her brother has all the Decepticons, and her brother attacks her Autobots with his Decepticons when she's not around. And
So she asked for some help.
yeah, can you get the real Cliffjumper, my hero, to come and help me out? Soundwave is like, it sounds as though your brother has the right idea. Perhaps I should send the real Buzzsaw to help him out. Cliffjumper is where he should be, hanging deactivated in the ark.
Yeah, so he just threatened the little girl. Okay, I'm
He
gonna
did.
send Buzzsaw to help him.
And her hero is hanging upside down in the ark right now. And I love that. And they're the next letter. As reading issue number 25 of the Transformers, I was hooked. Even though I'd only started reading your Fab comic at issue 22, which was excellent, I was soon up to date with the story thanks to the Robot War feature in that issue. I love the new fact files in that issue. I'm looking forward to info on Shockwave tremendously. I hope Megatron trashes him from Neil Davies in Swindon. And the response is, I passed your comments on to Commander Shockwave. Feel lucky that he considers offensive action against carbon-based units to be a waste of time.
All logic, that one.
I love it. This is like turning into one of my highlights of every issue now.
Oh yeah, and Shockwave's not gonna get bent out of shape because some organic talks smack about him in a letters column of a comic.
Yeah. There's
That's
another letter.
great.
It's like basically talking about you should have top 10 Transformers, and he lists Soundwave after Optimus Prime, Jazz, and Megatron.
Yeah.
This recess is fourth. Fourth. How dare you put me behind the likes of Jazz And Optimus Prime, nevertheless, a good idea, human. But let's limit your top three toys with brief reasons as to why they're your favorites. The most interesting and amusing we'll see print on this page. Once again, I like that he's being a character. He's also giving slight instructions like, hey, good idea, but just do top three because you can't do 10 on every person.
Yeah, and don't put me behind any Autobots.
Oh,
He was okay with Megatron.
yeah, totally. Well,
Yeah.
it's
And
Megatron. Anyways,
honestly, Soundwave should have ranked higher there.
oh, yeah, easily. Well, Jazz? I mean,
Yeah.
I like Jazz. I got a soft spot for Scatman Crothers on the show, but in the comic?
Oh, even the toys. I mean, the Soundwave toy is just aces.
Well, then again, Jazz did kidnap a boy.
Yeah.
So there's that, I guess.
Maybe Jazz was holding me hostage and made him write it.
I just love this. And they're just they're still printing like best of stuff from different people writing it, from Graham Lowe of Dundee
Oh, yeah.
and also Stock Exchange.
Oh yeah, he wants a Thundercracker and he's willing to trade a Grimlock.
I mean, that's pretty good of a trade, honestly. Same like size class stuff, but still.
I'd keep my Grimlock.
Well, yeah, you would. Grimlock fanboy there.
Right? But
And
yeah, oh, and they're still doing the birthday wishes.
they are, yes.
Even though Soundwave doesn't know what a birthday is.
Yeah, that's right. What is a birthday? That's right, because David Chatu from London talked about, like, how, hey, because it's happy birthday to many readers in the past, I think it's time for the compliment was repaid. So here goes, happy birthday, Transformers. That's from me and all the other readers of Transformers. Thank you, Earth Dweller. But tell me one thing. What is a birthday? So there you are.
And then the other guy, he's been collecting like the file cards and tech specs and stuff and keeping them organized. And Soundwave kind of liked that because, he does a lot of the, I guess, the clerical work around the Decepticon base. So, yeah, he likes filing the data. So he says there'll be more fact files coming up.
Their response is great. Such careful correlation and filing of the data appeals to me. Carbon-based unit. I will pressure my human helpers, ha, who compile this publication, to provide more fact files. So,
Yeah, I like he even has contempt for the
oh, he's
workers at
just like,
Marvel UK.
not that they're gonna do anything, but it was
Yeah,
a.
they still get like free toys for writing in too.
I would write it every week, dude.
Right? That's how you claim it. Stock exchange, nothing. You're gonna load up on mini bots.
Hey, I mean, you gotta have the whole set. I mean, I got my minibots over there all displayed and stuff. Hey, who
Right?
knows? You could have got some really cool. Maybe you could have gotten a hubcap by accident.
Man, or bumper.
Bumper. Oh, yeah.
I wonder if anybody got a bumper through this.
That'd be awesome. But I watched the same people probably don't have it anymore. But, I got rid of my $300 little minibot.
Ouch.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They
Bumper
need
and
to do a
hubcap.
missing link bumper.
Yeah, they do. We got a couple bumpers over there. I mean, I just over the years just buying people's small collections that when they got rid out of it, between Yellow Cliff Jumper and Red Bumblebee and bumpers and hubcaps. Just,
Yep.
I started looking like, oh, I have two of these guys. Awesome. It's just kind of cool to have that kind of stuff. I was trying to explain to my wife, the whole significance of them, that they're modeled after penny racers, and that there are these, some of them are very sought after because they were, a few of them came out and they weren't supposed to because they weren't really characters, and they were just mislabeled on the package, and so you
Yeah.
have some oddballs like Bumper, like Hubcap, and so on, Red
Oh yeah,
Bumblebee.
well, you have the yellow cliff jumper and you have the red bumblebee and yeah.
Which Yellow Cliff Jumper came with that the storybook,
Yes.
so. It's probably why there's so many out there, actually. They're not really hard to get a hold of.
That
But
well, and they were on the card also, the
oh,
regular
they were.
cards,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, they had a lot of those.
Yeah. They can still go for a good amount if you're interested in that part of Transformers. I just like looking at them because they're
Well, and
cool.
then on the back cover, we have another. surprise there.
Oh, let me go over to it real quick. Oh, look at that. Let's see. Snarl, Slag, Grimlock, and Sludge. The Dinobots are there with the creepy kid.
Yep, the scary kid is back with the
Oh,
Dinobots.
why is Grimlock shooting the weapon of God dang it, Bombshell?
Oh, yeah, that's Bombshell's gun.
Yeah. That's nice.
Because he just took it because he wants to, that's why.
And I love it, the fact that Grimlock has like half transformed, like he's got his fist out, but he's got his dinosaur head still on there.
Yeah, he's got some interesting like mode thing going there.
Yeah, that creepy kid. Look out for the Dinobots. They're in shops now. And yeah. See, Slag, mean and nasty, always in a bad mood, always causing trouble. For you folks from the UK, in your word slag.
He was a total slag.
It was a total slag. Oh man.
Like how that came the generic curse word in Beast Wars.
I love it. It's so
Yeah.
good. And works actually.
Oh, yeah. Melted metal.
Yeah, so
So you notice Swoop is absent there.
he is, yes.
Yeah, because Swoop was never sold in the UK.
Even though he's in the UK comics. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
So
so weird.
it's interesting. Nobody really knows for sure. A lot of people have guessed that maybe it was like for safety reasons or something.
Mean, I guess maybe.
But yeah, nobody's really sure why the my Swoop wasn't sold over there. At least no one's put it down that I've been able to find.
I'm trying to figure out a way to do this Grimlock the way that the ad had it. I know I've got okay. I think I've got Bombshell.
Well, and he's got his claws down over his fist, so
He can't be holding the thing.
yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's
There you go. For all your viewers at home, we know who you are.
there's your comic accuracy,
Yep,
ad
it's awesome.
accuracy.
Yes, it's awesome. I mean, Grimlock is the Dinobots were like a line that I never really got into when I was younger. I don't know why, I just didn't care for him as much, but I really appreciate him now. It's funny, I should have been into them, earlier. But I was actually more a fan of like the Combaticons and the Seekers actually when I was younger. But yeah, he's
You liked
Grimlock.
all the military vehicles.
I did. Freaking love Starscream's Brigade. And by the way, we're talking about the screw hole in the drawing. If you look at his face, there's a screw hole. He
Well,
just
in
dropped it.
fact, the artwork on this ad looks a lot like the Dinobots when they first appeared in the parking lot.
Oh, he actually does. The panels and
Yeah.
everything, yeah. Yeah, the screw holes on the right side and everything.
Yeah.
Funny. So,
He's
there you
always
go.
missing those top two teeth.
Yeah, he is. He got in a fight in the bar, lost them.
Right?
Like those, like oh gosh, Captain Quinn on Jaws. Well, tin tin, pulls his teeth out.
Oh, yeah.
That's totally Grimlock style there.
And those Dinobots bite you, their eyes roll back like a doll's eyes.
That eyes like a doll's eyes. Yeah, we got a little preview. The Guardian's back, and the Dinobots have got him. He looks really bad in this little preview picture. The whole
Yeah,
thing is
it's
really
an unfinished drawing, and
yeah.
Grimlock's got a gold head.
Yeah, he
Like,
does.
all of them have gold heads. Like, everybody, you've got gold heads this time.
Yeah, and there's also Exploding from Captain Britain, monthly 11, superb full color issue. So they're promoting Captain not Britain. So you know that Transformers is doing pretty well over there in the UK if they're promoting Captain Britain in it.
Oh, yeah, they got the tech net and
Yeah.
that little splash across the bottom there.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So anyways, guys, this has been issue number 30.
Oh, and by the way, in the first circle with Captain Britain there,
Yeah.
you see the woman with the dark hair?
Yes, is that?
That's Psylocke.
Oh, the original Psylocke.
Yeah. Well, that's he. She was always his sister.
Okay,
Yeah.
I didn't really know Psylocke at that point. I always got into the Psylocke that you saw in the X-Men cartoon, which is
It's
like a
before her body got changed to Asian.
yes. Yeah,
she was British with purple hair.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love it. The far right picture kind of looks like Doc Venture.
Oh, totally with that. Yeah, the chin strap beard.
Yeah, the bald and the chin strap beard and a couple of the goons. It look like they're looks like, oh God, what's his name? The pop artist from the 60s,
Oh, Andy Warhol?
Andy Warhol on the left.
Yeah.
Who is that in the middle though? Like Herman Munster with a lot of hair.
Iggy Pop, maybe, I don't
Oh, there you go.
know.
That's a good call. Iggy Pop or David Bowie? I don't know. Anyways,
Yeah. Why the
that's
long
issue.
face?
That's the issue number 30. And we're going to get into it next week with the fight between the Dinobots and Guardian, which
Yes.
I
More
feel like
UK
the
exclusive stories, so
yeah,
it's
really
always good.
cool. Yeah, I have a funny feeling that Dinobots are going to be able to take Guardian, but we'll see. He's a tough hombre. So we'll see. Anyways, thanks
Good
for being
times.
here. I thank you for the e email and the playlist, Samantha J. Witwicky. Samantha, if you could send that playlist to the email, because I cannot get that off of the comments. I wanted to check it out. Be really cool, and I'll pass it on to the others here. And really cool stuff. And thank you so much for once again, Joaquin Berbick, Shocktimus Prime, and Alan. Oh my God, I'm gonna forget the flipping name again because I have a terrible memory. Anyway, Adam Wilson. Do appreciate you all being here. And tell your friends, tell your parents. And I know that a lot of people watch the YouTube and don't subscribe. I know it's asking a little bit. I do the same thing. If you could just, if you like it, if you come back every week to watch it, hit the subscribe. It means a lot to us. He's basically a couple knuckleheads in our office talking about how much we like toys from 40 years ago in comics.
Join us.
Join
Join us.
the Discord. It'll be in the show notes, the link. I promise you, it's a pretty low-key Discord. Artists, people who just like to talk about nerdy stuff. It's not even just all Transformers. It's stuff like we have Trigger, who's doing a lot of cool stuff with geology.
To say triggers rocks.
Yeah, you see all Trigger's rocks, and they're
They're
working with electric.
minerals, Marie.
They're working with electron microscope, which I think is fascinating. It's always one of the things I wanted to use. So, and they have. We have Reverend, the Reverend Ruin. His art, which he just did a whole line of really nice Star Trek ships, in his style, which is very reminiscent of the style of the original Crow. Lots of heavy shadows with negative spaces.
Yeah, great line work on those.
But yeah, like we all have our little place in there. So I appreciate that.
Lots of sci-fi and science nerds in there, so
Lots of them. And
yeah.
also, when you go in there, you can always jump over to our my original home of the Axalon Underground. They have a Discord, which is very, very nice. Lots of information there, lots of interactions there as well. So that is Boo's baby there too.
Oh yeah, I'm the webmaster over there right
Yeah,
now.
yeah. A
Until
good black.
BZ's done with me.
Yeah, BZ will whip that whip punk again on you and make sure you pay attention, I guess. So anyways, y'all, thanks for being here. Give us a like, give us a follow, tell your friends, tell your families, tell your kids, tell your dog. And until next time, boo.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.
More Than Mises, Guys is performed by Evan Johns and Ed Strickland with Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com. Research is also done by Evan Johns, Ed Strickland, and Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com. All used images are property of Hasbro, Sunbow, Paramount, and/or Marvel. And without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to you being here every week.